This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have a new powerful treatment called Paxlovid. It wasn't available a year ago. It's a pill.
Still on those meds, huh?
They helped me to think.
And now I get to go back to the Oval Office.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And the president now feels well enough to resume his physical exercise regimen.
What sort of exercise is he doing?
I knew that was going to come.
You think you're better than me? Go ahead, pick out anything in the room here. I'll lift it up over my head.
Tonight, 75%, the vast majority of Democrats, don't want Biden to be their nominee in 2024.
A lot of Democrats are backing off a little bit because they politically think they need distance.
Do you want to see Joe Biden run for a second term?
She's got to go.
I got to get to the...
Well, thanks very much.
Well, about time for me to be hitting the old dusty trail.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Tony Dow, Wally Cleaver on the Leave It to Beaver. I know I announced this yesterday, and then I had to unannounce it, but Tony Dow is now officially dead. He will not be down for breakfast. That just leaves Jerry Mathers as the Beave. He's the last surviving member of the nuclear family.
So Tony Dow is one of the very privileged few to come down for breakfast after you said he's not coming down for breakfast.
Right. Although I don't think he was in real good shape to come down for breakfast this morning, but he was still at least breathing. So, but he's passed on, and he was great. That was a great show. That's all I can say. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, it seems like Donald Trump is trying to stay in the news. He has sent a 282-page letter to CNN. 282 pages. That's one for each viewer that they have in the month of July. And he's going to sue them for defamation, slander, libel, going back to the 2016 campaign. So he's put out letter. I don't know if it's a cease and desist letter for 282 pages. Maybe it's just a warning. An intention to file suit. And he also has left us another message here on the Howie Carr Show about what he plans to do.
I have notified CNN of my intent to file a lawsuit over their repeated defamatory statements against me. I will also be commencing actions against other media outlets who have defamed me and defrauded the public regarding the overwhelming evidence fraud throughout the 2020 election. I will never stop fighting for the truth and for the future of our country.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. By the way, the Democrats are talking about how terrible Donald Trump is. But why are they campaigning for the Trump guys? The Wall Street Journal asked that today in their editorial. One of the strangest themes of the 2022 elections is that Democrats say President Trump is a grave threat to democracy, even as they're trying to help Mr. Trump's acolytes win Republican primaries. So now they're spending $425,000 to elevate a guy named John Gibbs, who's running against one of the 10 congressmen, Republican congressmen that voted to impeach President Trump in one of the, I forget which one. How many? There have been so many. I've lost count of the impeachments. So they did this in Pennsylvania too. They tried to get Doug Mastriano as the Republican nominee, the Senate president, and they got him. And now he's closing in on this guy named Josh Shapiro. they thought he was going to be an easy mark, but he's doing okay. And as the Wall Street Journal says, recall the February 5th, 2016 headline in New York Magazine by leftist writer Jonathan Chait, Why Liberals Should Support a Trump Republican Nomination. How'd that one work out for them? Apparently, they've learned nothing in 6 years, and that is so true. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And, you know, they're trying to say, they're trying to get ready to jettison Joe Biden. But one of the problems they have is that they said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, you know? So how do they get around that now? So they're kind of admitting that it's true, but one of the things, a guy named Holman Jenkins wrote a column about this today. So now the Washington Post, for example, has decided that the information on the Hunter Biden laptop is pretty much true, right? But what's the smokingest gun of all the smoking guns? It's where he says, I'm holding 10% for the big guy, right? And Tony Bobulinski has confirmed that. One of his business partners has confirmed that the big guy refers to Hunter Biden. But the Washington Post has announced that it will not stoop to reporting emails seen only in preview mode, meaning the accompanying metadata wasn't preserved. So they don't tell you this openly. They have a sidebar story that's, you know, got a headline on it that's designed to make you not read it, and then it's just all this gobbledygook. But that's the fact is that this is what the big guy email falls into the category of. It. There is not accompanying metadata. By refusing to report this email, the Washington Post, again, this is Holman Jenkins of the Wall Street Journal, zooms to Olympian heights of circumspection because there is actually a credible on-the-record source in Hunter associate Tony Bobulinski willing to confirm the email's gist. But they had to figure out a way not to report this because this is, again, it proves Hunter Biden is a bag man, and it proves that he's not just a bag man for the family, for his uncle, but also for his father. And as the Wall Street Journal columnist says, the job of the press is to find out things, not to avert its eyes from possibilities damaging to its favorites. You know, this is something that really is true, that, you know, as much as there are sins of commission, such as promoting something that's not true, like the Russian collusion hoax, there are also, what's probably even worse, are the sins of omission, which is not reporting things. And the fact is that they're crazy if they want to get Trump out of this race. I mean, Biden himself has said that he would love to run against Trump again. I mean, not that he's going to get the chance. There's no way he'll be allowed to run again by his caregivers. But that's the only Republican that any poll has shown that he could beat. And I don't think he could beat Trump now, but that's the only one he would even have a chance against. Hunter and his dad need Mr. Trump to run, says Holman Jenkins. This, I submit, may be the only way the laptop revelations don't finally blow up and bring Mr. Biden's sordid political career to an end. Even so, it's far from apparent that the rich and varied pathologies of his younger son won't explode anyway and drag Mr. Biden down and hand the election to Mr. Trump. So what he's basically saying is if the Democrats and the press, but I repeat myself, decide that Biden can't win, they'll dump him. And they'll use whatever they have to. I mean, if Jill says, no, we're not going to dump him because I like going to San Antonio and making speeches comparing Hispanics to breakfast tacos, they're going to say, okay, we'll just blow up the big guy. And we'll put Hunter in jail too. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 508, does the Washington Post have the metadata on the Russian P tapes? Exactly. Exactly. There's a double standard, not just in the American justice system, but also in the American journalistic system. There's no metadata for any of this crap that they run. I could list you 3, 4, 5 stories from the Washington Post that were made up out of whole cloth to embarrass Trump. And they got caught and they don't care. They're not giving back any of their prestigious journalistic prizes. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. Just consider the current situation. With foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt, the D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact that it's happening again. It's time for you to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483. And the IRA experts at Gold Co. will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Gold Co. is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at Gold Co. have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Chump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code word Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Democrats indict President Trump?
I don't think so.
39% say no.
Okay. I hope I'm right. 8445. I don't see. I think it would just backfire on him. Everything else has backfired on him, you know. And this would be the all time biggest mistake. I remember, you know, when they, what was the guy's name in Pakistan that after 2001, Musharraf. He was okay, you know, but as soon as he left office, he was indicted. And I thought, wow, you know, that's the definition of a third world country, right? I mean, again, Clinton was a felon, flat out. He lied under oath. Hundreds of people have gone to prison and they said, oh, it was a civil case. Hundreds of people still go to prison, I think, for lying in civil cases when they're under oath. But he got a pass just because they said it would just screw things up too much. Same with Nixon, a Republican. 844-500-4242. We only have 4 gift certificates left to Payne's Patio. It's a great place. And if you want a $500 gift certificate for $250, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store and you won't regret it. You can get a lot of great stuff there for that much money. And it's just a really, really nice place to visit. 844-500-4242. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Howie, how are you, buddy?
Good.
I'm just calling because I think the reality is we're going to get rolled on this thing with Biden and Hunter Biden because he's going to get pardoned. Joe's going to pardon him. Joe will probably try to pardon himself like they were going to accuse Trump of. You know, they always are guilty of doing what they accuse the Republicans of. And I think we're going to miss out on all sorts of justice on Hunter.
Well, I mean, he might pardon him, Andy, but I think he wouldn't pardon him until he was on his way out the door. Like Clinton pardoned his brother-in-law, right? And he pardoned Deval Patrick's cousin and his Denise Rich, you know, Mark Rich, the arms dealer. He did, but usually you do these pardons on the way out the door, Andy. If he pardons Hunter, they will know he's packing up his iron lung to leave to go back to Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah, I just think that it's, you know, I think we're going to find out a lot about it and get, no satisfaction from it. And that's, you know, it leaves a bit of taste in my mouth because, you know, the Dems never get in trouble for anything.
I agree, Andy. It's certainly true. I mean, I think you just have to, take your small victories. Like Sussman, you know, he should be in prison right now. This was the Clinton lawyer who lied to the FBI. About not working for Hillary Clinton when he was peddling the Russian collusion hoax. But at least in that trial, we got it out there on the record forever that Hillary Clinton knew about the collusion hoax. And I know she wants to run again, but I don't think she can do it. I don't think, you know, she's an insurrectionist. I mean, no matter how you define the term, she tried to rig a U.S. presidential election, and now it's known. She can't deny it. So I try to just, you know, if Hunter, I don't expect any justice from Hunter. I don't care about Hunter, though. I just want to get rid of Biden, and he's the one that's been ruining the country. I mean, Hunter's just his bag man. I mean, I don't know. I've known some bag men over the years. They're hired hands. No, they go out there and they pick up the money and then they steal a little bit for themselves. And if it's a cop, that's good. No, it's not good if it's a cop because you don't know how much a cop is going to be stealing. As Sonny McDonough used to say, I hate it when a cop gives me $300 because I never know if he stole $200 or $700. You want to have your own relative as a bag man, but that doesn't even work out because Nick Mavroulis, the former congressman from Massachusetts, used his son-in-law as a bag man, and the guy went to the FBI, put his own father-in-law in prison. What the hell is this world coming to? 844-500-4242. Top Senate Democratic candidates refused to say whether men can get pregnant. Fox News Digital reached out to multiple Democrat candidates about to ask the candidates to define woman. Got no response from Senators Raphael Warnock, Catherine Cortez Masto, Mark Kelly, and Maggie Hassan, local girl. And Senate nominees John Fetterman, Tim Ryan of Ohio, and Cherry Beasley of North Carolina. None of them know what a woman is. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? What does that tell you? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, when Massachusetts was trying to push through the Governor Charlie Baker was trying to push through the Transportation Climate Initiative, TCI, he wanted to...
Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
I stand corrected. Governor Charlie Parker. I don't know why I said Baker. Also known as Charlie Bacon, according to Senator Mr. Frosty. When he was trying to push through TCI, because let's face it, the price of gas isn't high enough. He wanted to get the price the state gasoline tax per gallon up from 24 cents to 62 cents.
Because that was a lot at stake here.
That was going to save the planet. Because, you know, the United States is 5% of the world's population. Massachusetts is 3% of that 5%. So if we could just get the price of gasoline up so people couldn't afford to drive to work anymore, drive home, that would save the planet. Polar bears would thank us, and penguins. But it didn't work out. But Connecticut, to our south, they didn't want to go along with TCI, but they've got a new plan to save the world. This is from the Manhattan Contrarian. Connecticut steps up to save the planet. You may not have heard about this story, but last Friday, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed the Clean Air Act for the state. And a bunch of these hacks gathered, not in Hartford, but in New Haven, to celebrate the great accomplishment. And what it's going to do is it's going to electrify the state's vehicles, all of the state's buses, particularly city buses, school buses. And the transportation commissioner said there are approximately 800 buses we're responsible for at the DOT, Department of Transportation, that are being replaced with no emissions electric models. They're quieter, they emit no emissions, and they last longer. And here's what he also said. It's so nice to hear a bus that's behind you that's not making the noise or emitting any of the air, either the propane or the diesel fumes. Now, you'll notice he didn't say, it's so nice when you're on the bus, because he's a beautiful person. He's never been on one of these buses. He has no plans to be on one of these buses. It's just not disturbing him when he's driving from his lakefront mansion to his seaside mansion somewhere, right? So anyway, the first electric buses, they had a pilot program in Connecticut they came into service in the fall of 2020. There are 12 electric buses in Connecticut. This amazing plan by this nutmeg state to save the planet, it was enacted into law last Friday. Would you care to guess what happened on Saturday? One of the 12 electric buses was out of service. It was just sitting in a bus yard. It caught fire and exploded.
And I'm shocked.
And you know what happens when a lithium battery explodes? You can't put it out with water. You can't put it out with sand. It just has to burn. It's like some kind of nuclear explosion. It suddenly exploded into flames while just sitting there in a parking lot in the town of Hamden. They have the Hamden Fire Department put up a picture of it. It looks like someone poured gasoline all over it. It's an amazing blaze. Hamden fire official said lithium ion battery fires are difficult to extinguish due to the thermal chemical process that produces great heat and continually reignites. So do you know what the Connecticut officials who'd been touting themselves for buying all these new electric buses decided to do less than 24 hours later? They took all the buses, all the electric buses out of service, and they've gone.
And the air will be filled with smoke. And the sky will turn a apocalyptic shade of orange.
That certainly describes what happened in Hamden, Connecticut last Saturday morning. Thank goodness. Whoever on that bus, if it had been in service, would have been killed. Not just killed, incinerated, cremated. No word as yet as to when, if ever, the electric buses may go back into service. I remember one of the big cities, I think it was Philadelphia, brought in some electric buses, and they were doing great until they had a cold snap in the winter, and they had to go up a couple of hills. That was the end of the electric buses started just sliding back down the hill because they couldn't make it up the hill. So that's today's bulletin from the Green New Deal. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. I love your show.
Thank you.
You and your team, we appreciate everything you're doing for us. I had a thought the other day, if I can make two quick points. I had a thought the other day, when President Trump was elected, the Democrats come out and they said they were going to block him in the courts.
Yes.
And I was like, how could they do that? How the heck could they do that? And that's what they did. But the great point of that is, I'm a great believer that when something bad happens, something good always comes from it. And he exposed the deep state. And my second point, if I could say it, it's amazing to me. I'm a high school graduate, and I'm a student of life. But how many overly educated idiots we have across the world that are stamping out junior idiots, you know? And that's all I wanted to say. It's just, it's astounding.
Well, you know, you say he exposed the deep state, and he did. But, you know, it's like the old Bobby Fuller Four song, "I fought the law and the law won." He fought the deep state, and the deep state won, Dennis. At least it's won temporarily, hasn't it?
Well, we didn't even know there was a deep state. At least a lot of us didn't, Howie.
I mean,
we believed in the country, the Constitution. You know, I was one of those guys. I was a Marine. I was in the National Guard. And it was all, you know, a lot of us old guys, we never knew any of this stuff was going on. So President Trump, hats off to him. He's my president. Hand salute, all of the above. I love the guy.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. You know, that reminds me, though, when he was talking about they tried to stop him in 2016. Remember one of the ways they tried to stop him? There were a number of ways they did it. They wanted to have recounts until they found out how many votes were being stolen in Wayne County in Michigan, and that was the end of that. And then Jill Stein raised over $10 million to fight it. I don't know what happened to that money. But they also said they wanted faithless electors. Remember that? So all the people that had been elected to vote for Donald Trump, they tried to get them to change their votes. Tell me what's the difference? Now they're talking Trump. One of the charges against him could be that he was proposing slates of fake electors. So what is the difference between a faithless elector and a fake elector? Ultimately, you're asking someone to go against the way the people voted or supposedly voted, right? 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Hey, when we have the electric fire trucks, they can be busy putting themselves out.
Use the ladders to escape the blaze down below. It'll work until the flames reach up and catch the people on the top of the ladders. What a mess, though. We should actually get a picture of that, Taylor, if we could find it in one of the Connecticut newspapers of the electric bus on fire. Maybe put it next to all the politicians the day before patting themselves on the back for buying more electric buses. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, you know, I like red meat as much as anybody else, and penalties for people that do wrong. But the real material problem we have is the apparatus that bad politicians use, because there's always going to be bad politicians. It's like pedophiles in the priesthood. When you put somebody above reproach, like a bureaucrat, someone is going to be bad and going to come in and use them. The best thing that we could do is scrape off the revenge and go for the real wolves in sheep clothing, which is the corruption within the organizations of the deep state. And I don't mean rank and file. I mean top heads.
But again, we've talked about that before, Zebra. You know, it's really hard. I mean, look at guys like Andrew McCabe, who lied. He was the acting director for a while. His wife was getting her campaign financed by Hillary Clinton, her campaign in Virginia, while he was investigating Hillary Clinton, supposedly, and deep sixing that case and then trying to frame Donald Trump. He gets fired for lying under oath to federal agents, a felony. The same thing that Navarro and Michael Flynn and all these people have been convicted on or charged with, and he gets a gig at CNN or MSNBC, and he gets his pension. He sues to get his pension back. Same with Strzok and Page. They get fired or forced out. They get big gigs on the state run media. And they get book deals. Comey wrote two bestsellers. I don't know who read the books, but they bought them anyway, or they laundered money. Somehow he got money out of these book deals. And so you can't get rid of these people. They're like cockroaches, you know? I mean, a John Durham, a Chuck Grassley, a Ron Johnson comes in and turns on the light in the kitchen, And they all scramble and they scurry away and they go back in through the holes. And then they just wait until you go back to bed and turn off the light. And then they come back out and they start feeding again. These people, I don't know whether, if you've ever dealt with cockroaches, it's really hard to get rid of cockroaches. They always said, you know, if there's a nuclear explosion, we'll all be dead. Everyone will be dead except for cockroaches. And I tend to think that's the way I think about these people in the deep state. Kevin Kleinsmith is another one. You know, James Baker, the guy who didn't bother to tell him that Sussman had lied. And he had it on his cell phone that Sussman had lied until it was too late to put it in the indictment. All of these people, they're just scum. I don't know how else to put it. Brennan from the CIA. And he was succeeded by Gina Haspel, who was appointed by Trump, but certainly no friend. 844-500-4242. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. You said it earlier, even Fox News left Trump's speech out, covered Pence's. My local news station, major investigation all day today. Local news, the regular stations we hear here in New England, major investigation against Trump.
Right.
They're all over him. Everybody's in it. And Howie, it's the court of not necessarily legality. It's the court of public opinion. You know that. And I think they're going to bring him down.
They're going to try, certainly, Rick. I mean, look, you go on your Facebook and you talk to your friends or your relatives or your neighbors. A lot of the low-info voters, you know, the people that don't have jobs, the people that have been on their couch for the last 2 years, you know, taking it easy because they don't have to work with COVID, they still believe that Trump was involved with Vladimir Putin, don't they?
Sure. Most are on, even the active voter is still spending only a little time listening to the radio, hearing this crap. It's public opinion, and I believe they're winning. I believe they are. It's all over, Howie.
I hope you're wrong. I mean, you just have to tune it out. That's all there is to it. You can't be watching local news. You can't be reading the local newspapers if they're full of this crap. And most of them are. And again, that's why they're promoting this. That's, you know, knowing that there was all this torrent of bad news, economic news, scandal news about Hunter, about the FBI. That's why they decided to put this Trump nonsense out. That's what the whole January 6th thing was about, but it wasn't getting the job done. So now they're going to have a grand jury investigation. So they're going to just leak stuff to the same people who promoted the Russian collusion hoax and all the other hoaxes of the Trump years, the lies. And they're going to just, and then the Justice Department's going to be at, oh, we can't comment on investigations. But they're whispering. They're whispering. Oh, they're making stuff up. Oh, we got Trump this time. Yeah. Yeah. Adam Schiff. We got him. We got the compromise. And it's all BS. Oh, it's all BS. And, you know, Rick knows it. I know it. Everybody here knows it. All the VIPs know it. Everybody listening. But, you know, we just got to tell our friends and families about it and hope that they can wise up. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, who knew that Feng Hua got into the electric bus manufacturing business? I think those Feng Hua fires were very minor compared to the way that bus looks in Hampton, Connecticut. That looks like it got hit by a Moab. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. Makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
We're sold out of the Payne's Patio cheap bastard deals. It's a great place, though, even if you don't have one of the the gift certificates. Get on down there, and they got a big sale, the summer clearance sale, starting on Monday. So be 10% to 70% off. So it's in Pocasset. It's a great place, Payne's Patio. And I'm sure we'll be doing another remote down there at some point. And come on by. It's a very nice place to do a remote, especially when they bring in the fried clams and the lobster rolls. Everything you want, comfortable chair and free food. What more do you want from a remote? 844-500-4242. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. My point is only that if he is indicted, then he can then have real legal representation. So, and they would do investigations into these charges, and they could say Nancy Pelosi has to come in here and testify, and why didn't she get the National Guard here or whoever she should have got there.
Right.
And I think they won't want that. That's
no, I don't, you know, that's one, I, you know, they, again, they want to knock him out of the race. And I don't understand why they want to knock him out of the race. Because again, I mean, he was a great president. I'd vote for him again in a heartbeat, but you know, he's such a lightning rod for the nuts, for the insane people. And, you know, DeSantis, he can never be any more than Lucifer Jr., you know, or young Satan compared to Donald Trump. And they're going to have enough problems in 2024. But you're right. I think it would just be such a mess. And the charges are so nebulous. What exactly are they going to charge him with? You know, I mean, the feds don't usually like to bring an indictment, a prosecution, unless it's a slam dunk. I mean, what exactly has he done? Did he do? They have nothing on. If they had anything on him, we would have known about it. This is 18 months later, and they haven't even laid a glove on him. I mean, the Cassidy Hutchinson stuff, that was all BS. She's already yesterday's news. I don't even think she's going to get seven figures on her book deal. You know, that's how ridiculous it is. But I think they just want to change the subject. I think that's what Rick was talking about. You know, when he talks about the local news, my advice to everybody is turn off the local news. Just turn it off. And I know no one's watching MSNBC and CNN. Don't watch the network newscast. Don't watch the chattering skull shows on. Just stick to Newsmax and maybe Fox every now and then. But there's other things to do. Get your news from the internet. Go to Howie's homework in the morning. I give you a good cross section of stories. Some of them are amusing about dead rappers. Some of them some of them are just pretty sad. But I'll get you pretty much of a cross section. There are a lot of places to get the news. You don't have to get the news from the deep state. And don't call it the mainstream media. It's state-run media. And really stay away from National Panhandler Radio. I mean, that's the worst of all, because you're paying for that. And you don't even, I'm getting, my blood pressure is going up just thinking about how my tax dollars are paying for this crap, these lies that they push out. And half of the people on NPR, they speak with English accents, mate. I'm Howie Carr.